It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, I did not have this on my bingo card for 2024. Keith Urban and Snoop Dogg have joined forces for a song for the Garfield movie.
When your body can't catch a feeling, when your feet are stuck on the ceiling, spinning out and don't know where to go.
Still in the field and I'm back on the run. I came in the party to have some fun. I ride with these cats so I'm never alone.
Just,
DJ, please, could you play my song?
I don't know what it is about Snoop Dogg that everybody just stinking loves him, but he wants to work with everyone and they are all excited to work with him. So the Garfield movie is in theaters on May 24th. Michael J. Fox says, quote, "You actually had to be talented back in the 80s to be famous. We were tougher. We didn't have social media." Shots fired, shots fired. No Doubt reunited on stage at Coachella since for the first time since 2015. And their set included Olivia Rodrigo singing Bathwater with them. Take a listen. Yeah, that song always grossed me out, but I like it. Shakira made a surprise appearance during Bizarrap. I don't know this artist, but it was during their set at Coachella where she performed, and Shakira announced that the two would be going on a world tour together.
Finally, we're going on tour, starting here this November, this year, in this city. I can't wait. Couldn't ask for more. Thank you so much.
Her pauses in her talking just make me chuckle. Anyway, they're going to kick it off in Indio, California in November. Josh Gad is directing a biopic on Chris Farley, starring Paul Walter Hauser from Cobra Kai. And women's basketball phenom Caitlin Clark roasted Michael Che on Saturday Night Live. Take a listen.
The University of Iowa announced that basketball star Caitlin Clark will have her jersey retired and replaced with an apron.
Oh.
Michael, since you're such a big fan, I brought you a souvenir. It's an apron signed by me.
Thank you. I can't wait to give this to my girlfriend.
You don't have a girlfriend, Michael.
Spot on. Nike's new uniforms for Olympic women's track and field competitors do not leave much to the imagination. It has features like a high-rise leg. Let me just tell you, if my daughter was a track star running in the Olympics, I would be, no thank you. You can wear the men's uniform. That's not happening. Google it, y'all. Just Google it. So John Oates says that Hall and Oates are donezo, finished. There is no reunion coming. Yeah, okay. Civil War won the box office with a $25.7 million opening this weekend.
Citizens of America,
people of Florida alike,
and the Western forces of Texas and California will be welcomed back to these United States as soon as their illegal secessionist government is deposed.
This movie is a little, I feel like it's fortune telling. I'm just saying. The Godzilla and Kong movie came in at number two, while Ghostbusters Frozen Empire was third. And a dirt alert. In case you hadn't heard, Golden Bachelor couple Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after 3 months of marriage because she didn't want to leave her life and job in New Jersey?
Some big entertainment news. Gary, the Golden Bachelor, and his wife Teresa just announced that they are getting a divorce. After Don't laugh that loud. Come on. This is after just 3 months of marriage. Yeah. You could tell the relationship was in trouble a few weeks ago when Gary turned off his hearing aids. You know, Gary, are you listening to me? Gary said, even with all the glaucoma, I saw this coming.
So sorry. That was, I shouldn't laugh. I'm way too close to this. His name is Gary, but it's spelled G-E-R-R-Y. I thought his name was Jerry. You can tell I don't watch The Bachelor because I don't care. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.